After reading newspaper articles about an epidemic of teen suicides on Indian reservations, the soft-spoken child, who was living in the hippest part of Brooklyn at the time, earned her driver's license, packed up an old car and set out in search of a story to tell. Having spent a dozen years living in the U.S., the Beijing-born filmmaker, then 29, wanted to explore themes of identity and belonging. She ended up at the Pine Ridge Indian Reservation just south of Badlands National Park in South Dakota, a rugged land of fields and grassy prairie, where inspiration hit her like a tsunami. She connected deeply with the landscape and the people of Pine Ridge, a place that inspired her first two feature films, and ultimately shaped her creative approach, using natural environments and non-professional actors to tell stories that reflect real life. Often, the characters in her films are based on the people playing them. Xiao's latest film, The Rider, is set for release on April 13. The story of a Native American rodeo cowboy was nominated for 4 Spirit Awards this year, including Best Feature and Best Director. Inspired by and starring a horse trainer Charnet in Pine Ridge, The Rider has been hailed by critics since it premiered at last year's Cannes Film Festival. Xiao feels at home in the United States, largely because it is filled with people who aren't quite at home. I didn't feel 100% Chinese or English or American, Xiao says. I like being here because there are a lot of people like me. She also felt like she fits in at Pine Ridge, a slight woman with light brown skin and long dark hair. Xiao says she could be mistaken for Native American. The community welcomed her right away. That place has such a strong sense of identity, and you just feel like you're a part of that. This sense of belonging has not faded with time. Xiao has also been embraced by the filmmaking community. Forrest Whitaker supported her son's My Brother Todd, Me as a producer. Last fall, Werner Herzog's foundation awarded The Rider with its annual grant for a special achievement in innovation, courage, and vision. Now, as Xiao prepares to enter the next phase of her career, the Asta Honey Award, she accepted the prize in January at the Film Independent Spirit Awards branch. Before announcing Xiao's name, actress and presenter Ilya Shokit said the judging committee was blown away by the winning filmmaker's latest films and can't overstate how eager they are to support this artist on her path to her next project.